Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, as you all know, we are inundated these days with cookbooks, aren't we? About specifically healthy eating and low-calorie recipes and whole foods and plant-based, and the list goes on and on and on and on. However, there's a new Irish cookbook on the scene that goes against the grain. I love this. It is trying to get us to fall in love again with our deep fat fryer. Yes, it's called Hot Fat. And the duo behind the book are on the line now. Russell Alford and Patrick Hanlon, otherwise known as the Gastro Gaze. Good morning. How are yous?
Good morning. Happy Friday, Jennifer.
I know. It's so
emphasis
good.
Emphasis on fry.
Yeah, emphasis on fry. Yes, well, I like what you did there. So listen, we were talking about going for your dream job earlier in the week on the show, and you guys have really, really nailed it. I mean, food and travel, bloggers, is the reality as good as it sounds?
Sometimes it depends on how you look at it, you know, like every job, there's ups and downs and everything like that. But for the two of us, we've been working away full time at this for about 5 years, and we have a really good time of things. We get to see the world, we get to eat great things, we get to write a book together. So I guess Patrick and I have just had a really nice time of things. So it kind of looks like a dream job, but the admin of it, it's pretty rubbish, to be honest. But that's every job, I guess.
Yeah, but you posted recently about your love of airplane food. Explain yourselves.
Oh, I just love airplane food.
Stop it.
There's just something so weird about the fact that you're traveling around in this iron bird, I guess, and you're just being fed something that has been prepared on the ground, and then you, what's the kind of thing? Your senses have been a bit screwed up because of the altitude, and airplane food is not like it used to be. Now, I sound like I'm about 70 years old. I'm actually just 31. But I do think back in the day, even pre-COVID, airplane food was far better than it is now.
Controversial.
I know. That's our life. That's our
train
life.
Food.
Yeah, train food.
Is all sort of thing.
I'm currently writing a whole thing on train food at the moment because you probably are aware of the whole thing of Irish Rail not having the catering car on it. Yeah. And I'm on a mission to change it up, even if it is just writing a piece on it.
I love it. Patrick, tell me, what is it about deep frying that does it for you? What is it?
I guess us who just have this obsession over how to add joy to the eating process. And I think frying is the only thing that can achieve that delicious crunch that all of us crave in those things that we all crave all of the time. So perfect chips, you know, spice bags, scotch eggs. Frying only achieves that incredible crisp. And so it's a thing that us two have spent years trying to perfect. And it is all in the pages of Hot Fat now.
Listen, I have it in front of me here, okay?
Yes.
It's a gorgeous looking book, first
Isn't
of all.
Isn't it beautiful?
Okay. And it's a cookbook like I've never seen before, okay? And I'm not just saying that to you because you're on the line now, but it's beautifully done because cookbooks are normally clunky and big and take up a lot of space. This is a gorgeous little book that you could nearly put this in your handbag and read it on the tart.
Why not? That's what we hope to see people doing. So it's part of a series called Bloster Books, which has kind of come along to disrupt the food scene and the food writing scene because it was all getting, you know, big, clunky things. You had to have a huge following, a big name out there and everything like that in order to get published. And Kristen Jensen, who founded it, wanted to bring new voices to the table, diverse voices, people with stories that weren't getting told in the mainstream, and also wanted to do it very differently. You'll notice there's no photographs in the book. They're all illustrations by the fantastic Nikki Hooper, and they are just screaming such joy and such beautifulness in it. And every time I look at the images or the illustrations, I'm actually convinced half of them are real because they're just so well
done. So gorgeous. I can't stop looking at it. But you've actually gone all in on this book. I mean, you put in the intro of the book for your reader not to expect low-calorie versions of the recipes. Now, that's a very brave decision in the world we're living in right now.
Absolutely. Hot fat is not prescriptive. It isn't a eat this every day type of cookbook. It's a treat. It's a special occasion. So, of course, you can have your cheats and your healthier versions. However, ours goes straight in for the fullest flavor imaginable. So have this as a special occasion treat every so often, and I guarantee it'll be delicious.
And Nigella Lawson, the woman herself, has endorsed this book, I hear.
Yes, she has indeed, and has been such a supporter of us over the years, and completely unexpectedly has been raving about this book, and even cooked a few things in her home kitchen and had them on her Instagram. And it's just a complete joy to have the stuff out of our kitchen and our hands into her hands and in her kitchen as well.
And it's a really random recipe that she actually fell in love with as well. It's the lasagna nugs, which are basically just deep fried lasagna. It sounds as good as it is. They're beautiful little canapes and treats. And she's obsessed with them. And I was like, if I had a bet on which recipe Nigella would have fallen for, it wasn't that one. But that's pretty amazing too.
What else is in the book, just to give people an idea of the kind of stuff they can expect from the cookbook? Some of your favourites.
So there's about 30 recipes in total, and we go from everything from sweet and savory. So it starts off with the likes of bacon and cheese croquettes, which are just a lovely little Spanish tapas style dish. We have sesame prawn toast. We have a couple of dupes on a couple of favorites from various different takeaways that we've made at home, like a fish burger that doesn't have the word filet-o in front of it. We have apple pies that don't burn the roof of your mouth for 24 hours after having them. We also have a spice bag, which is, to be fair, probably among the nicest spice bags we've ever had. And that was a lot of fun to taste and to test. And then in the sweet end of things, we have deep fried ice cream, which sounds mad, to say the least.
It does. Wow. That's incredible and sounds delicious. But do you have to have a deep fat fryer, or can you just do some of the recipes in a saucepan with oil?
Yeah, you absolutely can. Okay. You absolutely can. It's good to have, it's good. We do explain it in the book, things about safety and everything like that. When it comes to using saucepans and stuff, we've all had the horror stories and we've all heard of horrible things happening to people. It's good to have a thermometer. It's good to be able to regulate your temperature and know how to deal with fires if that happens. Now, it has to get to a very, very, very high point in order for that to happen, but it's good to be aware of it. That's why a deep fat fryer as a piece of kit is highly recommended, but not essential when it comes to using the book.
Okay, and I have to ask you, how often should you change the oil?
That depends, I guess, on the thing you're trying to fry.
Right.
So if things are coated in spices, or if you are frying something oniony or fishy, you aren't going to fry ice cream after that.
Gotcha.
So think about the thing you are trying to fry, and usually if your oil is usually you can get about three or five normally is four fries out of each oil, I would say.
And now if you're like us and you kind of are stuck with maybe the same things repetitively every so often, you might get up to eight, but you just kind of have to play it by ear. The longer it's heated up, the longer it's on for, that all those types of things matter. So it's kind of a lot of smelling and seeing as well on what you think looks good and what looks bad.
Okay, lads, you're just back from the Eurovision. Was that business? Was that pleasure? Tell me before I let you go, how was it?
It was amazing. I mean, Italy can be chaotic at the best of times, and the organisation throughout the year hasn't been the most organised, I would say, but the weather was incredible. This is, how often have us two gone to it?
Six or seven, I think.
Wow.
I can't remember, but we're obsessed with it, and it was fantastic. Now, we all know about the elephant in the room, which is the fact that we weren't in the final, which was a disgrace. But Brooke did so amazing. We actually bumped into her the day after, and I don't know whether it was the two or three Aperol spritz I had at lunchtime, but I just started crying into her shoulder. Which was lovely. And she was like, okay, it's fine, I'm okay about it. I'm like, but I'm not.
You weren't okay. The nation wasn't okay about it, but she did do amazing. Well, listen. Yeah,
did so proud.
She did us so proud. And you should be very proud of this book. It's called Hot Fat. Where can people get their hands on it, lads?
It's in loads of different stockists all around Ireland. But if you go to our Instagram, which is at GastroGaze, we have lots of links to different places there as well. And you can buy it directly from us.
Lovely. Well, thanks for coming on the show and telling us all about it. And best of luck with it, okay?
Thank you, Jen.
Bye, guys. Bye. There we go. That is Patrick and Russell, a.k.a. The Gastro Gaze. Go and check them out on Instagram. And check out this. It's a gorgeous book, even looking at it right now. And you can try out some of their new recipes. Phenomenal.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.